Okay, just making sure.
We got to say unfortunately.
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 All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 7
of B&B Unplugged.
Man, that was nice.
It's Spanish, Asian, somehow.
Asian, hey. Like it's a language.
No, Autumn, I was trying
Autumn,
to know if that's Chinese.
Do it in your Australian accent.
Episode, what are we on?
Seven.
I feel like I'm watching Dora the Explorer.
What's in our backpack?
Australian.
Back,
Spanish. Australian, general we, Asian.
We're in.
This we're, is called Traveling the World with
B&B Unplugged.
We're,
episode 7.
Hey, by
it's
the way, episode 7.
10 p.m. right now.
I've been doing a lot of things today. So it's Carmen.
Brother. Amen.
Hey, you know what? I haven't done hardly anything today.
I've been to the doctor. We went to your mom's. My mom
Actually,
came over.
Actually, you're right. We did
we
do
mowed
stuff.
The yard, Autumn grocery shop. I yelled at the cats. I'm kidding.
Well, that's normal.
I have not even had supper.
I had a snack plate with some pistachios and cheese.
Let me ask this. Do you say supper or dinner?
I use them interchangeably.
Yeah, I say whatever I want.
But I don't think dinner. Wait, which one sometimes means lunch?
Dinner.
I don't say that. That's dumb.
Yep, my dinner bucket.
I never say dinner. I say breakfast, lunch, and supper.
I use them interchangeably.
Yeah,
sure.
I say that, but my family is always called lunch, dinner.
Mine too.
Not mine. I think I probably say supper more than dinner.
Well, we just got done having dinner. Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
It's 2 p.m.
Lunch was not a word. Like, it wasn't a thing. Back in the day.
The dessert.
It was when you was in school. That's lunch, Bill.
I see what that is.
Okay.
I see that hand.
All right. All right. Welcome in to episode 7. We have some things to talk about. It's going to be hilarious if it's not episode 7.
Listen, I just want to say I came prepared tonight with a drink and nobody else did.
We don't. None of us.
I was getting ready to say, what's everybody drinking?
Camera, it's over here.
Well,
water. Wow. Exciting. Wow.
I know.
What
I'm
are you
drinking?
Have?
A lime Spindrift.
Ooh. That's
good.
Sounds gross. Can I taste it?
Yeah. You're going to hate it.
Yep. He's right.
Oh. Golly.
You want to try it?
No. After that? No, thanks.
I mean, Carmen. I like everything, and that's disgusting.
It's
after seeing how much Jackbo enjoyed it, yeah, let me have a sip.
Carmen, tell us about your day.
We went to the zoo.
Okay, Forrest Gump.
We went to the zoo. Me and Mama.
Two-thirds of my
nieces and nephews.
Yeah, two-thirds of the families, and we're one of the thirds. Anyway, whatever.
Carmen has a brother and a sister, and her brother's kids and her sister-in-law and her sister and all of her kids were going to go to the Knoxville Zoo, but then her brother...
You asked her.
I don't want. Don't involve all of that, would you please? To people who they may not want them to know.
Okay.
So we went to the zoo with two thirds of our family on this side.
I took a few people I know, and
did you have fun?
We did have fun. It was super hot today.
Oh, well, how
so
hot?
So I literally stink right now, but these are my friends.
If it helps, I can't smell you, and you know I would tell you.
Well.
She got a little D.O. for the
Don't
B.O.
Don't get closer.
I was going to say, I love you so much, Carmen.
I haven't been home long enough to change it yet. So,
okay, what about people? Do you think you go nose blind to yourself after a while?
Oh, for
I think
sure.
So.
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, that has to be why.
Oh, I thought you meant like us personally.
No, I just mean like, I just mean people in general. Like, I guess what I'm asking is, I've smelled some pretty rank people in my day.
Oh, yeah.
Including myself.
That's what I don't understand is like when I'm stinky, I'm aware.
I know I'm stinky.
Now, do I care? Sometimes no.
Oh, I care.
But I do at least know.
I use Irish Spring Original Bar Soap.
Olivia tells me about it.
And Olivia loves the smell of that.
Yes, she does.
And
she's
so,
like, did you?
But I wash my whole body in it. I don't have to use shampoo anymore.
Amen, brother.
I got like a 47-step shower routine.
I know. That's why sometimes I'm like, it takes so many long sometimes. Years yeah. to get
Is that why
clean.
You don't shower?
Sometimes I'm like, it is too much work today and I'm not going
it's not
anywhere.
Worth it.
So.
Well,
but
all right.
When I go somewhere, I make sure I'm clean.
I don't know why the whole time you're talking about. I've smelled some pretty. My brain was going. Everybody I met.
Everybody I met.
Seemed to be a rank stranger.
Yeah.
You tell me the meaning of that song.
I don't have a clue.
It doesn't matter.
The word just rank like throws me off.
Seem to be a rank stranger.
Well, it say, doesn't mean
it
that,
doesn't
though,
mean
right?
like stanky.
Well, it's like the guy on Princess Bride. I don't think that word means what you think
keep saying
it means.
That word. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of showers, we have a motorhome that we take on
yes,
the road.
Yes, we do. Praise the Lord.
We have a motorhome that
That's
we
a
take
good transition
that we take on the road, and when we go on the road, we beg God. That there will be like a Love's travel stop.
Or a church with like a bathroom that has showers.
Hey, and there are a lot more churches that have shower facilities
too.
Than I ever thought that there
it
would
be. It could
be
some tiny little like one room church house and they'll be like, we got 8 showers down
yeah,
there.
Like,
why do you have it. Them?
But I mean, we appreciate
yeah.
them.
Oh,
we
yeah.
love them.
That's sometimes, one of the greatest. Go ahead, Carmen.
For this very reason, when they have people in
yeah.
or they have Disney preachers,
right.
they've got this room.
I just didn't realize that so many churches had shower facilities.
Well, it's not something you just walk to. Hey, by the way, y'all got any showers?
That's true.
Good to meet you, Pastor. Other than that, baptismal, do y'all got a shower?
Baptismal.
Can we use that baptismal?
Take a gigantic bath.
Like,
that'd be
hot water
fun.
Work, that's all I need.
Hey,
to
we
know.
Could all shower. Oh, never
no,
mind.
That would be gross.
What are you saying?
What we're getting at with the shower is in the RV, we are very thankful for our motorhome. It is, we all sleep great. We were talking about that the other
day. The motorhome itself is a miracle.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. It
like
is a miracle.
That bed and my bed at home, I can pass out.
I think the RV bed is more comfortable than our bed.
I've got
because we have the same mattress that you had 11, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, people, that mattress is dead.
But
yeah, but I'm broke. So.
you know, I love that shower. I'm thankful we put a, there was a 6-gallon hot water heater used
which
to be in there.
Pointless.
Which
is
pointless. That does
six
pretty good.
Gallons.
That's standard. For
that's
everything,
exactly,
though.
It's pointless.
You know, for Olivia, that would have worked out great. Mm-hmm. But thank God.
When
we
you
had,
got big people
it's
like
right.
us.
Yeah.
So we did get to like swap it out and put a instant hot water here.
Instantaneous,
in there.
Baby.
It's beautiful.
You turn on hot water. If you got running water in that RV, you could run hot water
propane.
All day long.
You gotta be setting level, ain't that right, Carmen?
Setting level and have a little bit of propane too, I guess.
Yeah, propane, yeah.
Yeah. So
we need propane.
I think we need propane.
Excuse me.
It what runs you, on propane.
Propane.
Mm-hmm. Propane.
And propane accessories.
Sorry.
All right, Caleb, go ahead. Keep
I
going.
I love that show.
But so the shower is what?
I don't want to take your thunder, Jack, but what do you feel like? What is the movie you always talk about?
Oh, I already
about
did the reference.
When you get in there.
So I don't know if y'all have ever seen the movie Elf.
Who hasn't seen Elf?
By the way, if you're watching this episode, you're probably going to be able to tell that we are. It's late, like we already said, and we're kind of unhinged right now. So...
Yeah,
but that shower on the RV is so small that when I get in there, my head is above the place where
like
the water comes out. And so I'm like sitting in there like, I can barely turn around.
Aren't you? I'm so glad that shower head comes off.
Oh, yeah, for real.
I get so mad. Sometimes
I like get
I
down
like,
on my knees.
That's not
I've been over one time. Like, when I do is put...
Your butt cheeks on the wall.
Yeah. Stop, I don't want to hear about y'all hitting the wall when I might hit the wall.
Well, I tried to figure it, like, both ways, okay? I've turned around one way, and I backed up against this wall and tried to, like, just scrubbing my, like, shins.
You
and
can't
then,
reach your feet. There's no way.
Then when I come up, we have this, like... Thank God Carmen put these little racks in there so we can put shampoo somewhere. But it's also, like, every... I'm surprised y'all don't hear me there because I'm, like... and Olivia's in there trying to sleep.
What are you doing?
She learns a new swear word every time we're on the road.
So it's interesting, you know.
All right. So what we're saying is the shower is a little small.
It's
but,
very small.
But that's okay. We but are it, so grateful for it.
It works.
And it
it's okay
does work.
Because we're small.
Right.
So it works.
Yeah, right.
I ran out of water.
Does anybody else, let me ask you this last thing. I've been meaning to ask y'all this for a while. When you're coming out of the shower.
I already know what you're going to say.
How do you?
I have to take, I take one step
me
and I
too.
Hold on to stuff because my sides are going.
You touch both sides on your, got do you? Like, you're smaller than us.
I don't. Actually.
You get out and your belly scrapes the door.
You know what's funny? Olivia's sitting in there going, what are y'all talking about?
It's the perfect size for Olivia.
It's a great size
oh
for
my
her.
Gosh.
But it is. I'm telling you, that water gets hot, you feel clean, and then you can just go lay down.
And you know,
it's awesome.
I mean, like when we're on the road, I always try to map out like a place where we can stop and have a really nice shower, like at a Love's truck stop. By the way, if you're ever out on the road and you're just like feeling real grimy and nasty and dirty.
And you got $20 to spare.
And you have $17 to spare.
Mm-hmm.
You can pull into the Love's truck stop and you can have a shower. So I think what we had planned on talking a little bit about tonight were some funny RV stories. So that's one, the shower. That's a funny story.
I'll tell you something else that I think it was, it's not, I don't know if it was funny or not. It wasn't funny to me. But I just thought it was really cool. The Lord worked it out for us. You remember that time we were out on the road and I was completely blind? And then you and Carmen
Which
had to
time?
Swap out the batteries.
Y'all oh, had to, man. Mm-hmm.
And I was so proud of you all. You all
the
got,
batteries
I mean,
were...
The aux batteries.
The aux batteries
died, and they're the things that like run everything in the back
the
hat.
Steps,
like,
even.
In the actual... RV part of the vehicle.
All everything but the cab,
the
I guess.
Space.
Yeah,
the living space. Because ours is a, like, you don't have a separate, it's not a pull behind or a tow, what's it called?
It's a motorhome, so you drive
it.
So you can go from the driver's seat into the back side, of, like, into the RV. It's all one thing.
And
so.
If you slam the brakes fast enough, you can
you
come
can
from
do
the back
opposite.
To the
yeah.
front.
Yeah, so...
So the batteries died.
Yeah, those batteries
side.
Died, but little did I know that autos, or was it Advanced Auto Parts...
Yeah.
They
Somewhere
sold
like
the
that,
batteries,
yeah. Yeah.
And it's actually just little, like a battery that you'd put on a golf cart,
yeah.
is basically what it is.
Which makes sense. It's not powering something crazy.
They're monster batteries, but I mean, that was cool that they had.
So
but I thought that was so cool. Like, I was on, so I was freaking out. I was thinking, you know, here, I'm used to doing this stuff 100 times, but you and Carmen just...
Well, I don't mean to brag or anything, but...
So all we did was take a picture of it before.
And just put it back.
Just put it back the way it was.
And put it right back the way the picture showed us.
So, you know, when we purchased the RV, we knew there were some things that needed to be
And that
fixed.
Wasn't one of them, though.
That
no.
wasn't one of them. But
that's okay.
Anybody remember what the first repair that had to be made on that RV? And I'm not talking about a big thing like, obviously... We'll talk about the generator stuff. Does anybody remember the first repair I had to fix after I ran it into the first awning down in Greenville?
So when we first got it, we weren't really used to driving a big vehicle like that.
Well,
so,
I was. That's the sad part. I've drove a bus.
Well, anyway, we got to a church, and we won't say
Greenville?
The name of the church.
Yeah.
But we did tap.
I got a little close.
Tap the awning on the church.
I got a little close to it and then put
I can't
a big
remember what happened.
A rip down the side of it. So I got up and that one I fixed with like a flex seal. Something. It was a
Classic.
Simple thing and it was fine. No
Thank
big
goodness
problem.
It was. Okay.
So I thought I was done with that event in my life.
Well, then we went to a church in Church Hill and Caleb sideswiped another awning and took that one all the way off of the building.
Completely gone. It's
off.
Still not there. They didn't put it back.
But the church did say that they didn't like that awning anyway. And they were like, well,
Grandma's like,
we're just happy
you.
That it's gone.
Don't tell people it's this.
So we have now, let's put a disclaimer. We have always offered to fix everything we've broken. And we would still do that if they were like, okay, you remember that thing you
did
2 years
ago?
We'd fix it right now.
Yeah. You remember that thing you ran over?
They did
a giant brick wall?
Yeah. So I, yeah. Moving
completely
on.
Completely demolished the outside of the wall. The bricks just crumbled off of it.
All right, so.
What was it that tore off the side?
Oh, the whole fender.
The fender
thingy on the side there.
I forgot about that. We fixed it. I mean.
It's all good.
We did.
We have the piece to fix.
You know who's never wrecked the RV in any
You've never driven it.
Me. Or Carmen.
Hey, me neither.
All right,
I've never driven it either.
Anyway, some other adventures in the RV. The first time we ever took it out.
Right.
Yeah.
We were so excited, and we were like, oh, let's use it this weekend.
Let's
of course,
go,
we're going.
We're
so we, the church
it was March.
In North Carolina.
Which
yes, it was March. And we still didn't exactly know what we were doing. But we thought we had a little bit of a handle on it. And we get to the church, we set up, we plug into their water, have our water hose out there.
Use our tiny shower.
Yeah, and we have power. Too. And so you have all these things, and we go to bed, and then the next morning
I woke up and
early,
I went
right?
Yeah, I woke up early because we had
were
the water
cold?
No, we had well yes we had the water I woke up and I was freezing to death and we had put a little digital clock on top of the microwave shelf, and it tells the temperature inside the RV. Well, I got up and I was like, golly, it's cold in here. So I got up out of my bunk and I went around and I looked at that clock, see what time it was. It was like 50 degrees in that RV.
Mind you, the day before, it was beautiful weather.
And I was like, what in the world is going on?
50 degrees. You know, so, I was passed out too.
So I
enjoyed that.
Yeah. So I was like, why is it so cold in here? So I stepped off of the RV into a winter wonderland.
Snowing in March.
It was snowing in March. Well, we didn't know how to run the heat.
Nope.
In that thing.
We didn't know anything.
We were still learning how to run everything on it. So I go over to Caleb. Pause.
Oh, God bless you.
So I go over to Caleb and I'm like, hey, bro.
Hey, buddy.
I'm like shaking him.
Hey, buddy. He's frostbitten.
He wakes up and he's like.
That was before we.
He goes, yeah, bro. I said, do I need to unhook the water hose? And he goes, why would you need to unhook the water hose? And I was like, it's snowing outside. And he goes, what?
What?
So we did unhook the water hose. We're lucky that it didn't freeze up.
Nothing damaged.
That was a great learning experience.
All right, now let's do an opposite story from that. Autumn, tell us about Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
Or have you blocked that out?
No, I remember.
Okay.
No, something, I remember.
I don't remember when we were there, but I think it
July.
Was July. Mistake number one, going to Baton Rouge, Louisiana in July.
That's where we were.
Okay. Anyway, I can't really remember what all happened, but our air wasn't working properly.
Right.
Of course.
So we knew that the air conditioner needed to be replaced.
Was getting ready to go out, yeah.
And we were babying it along.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't baby it well enough, apparently.
As long as we could. And tried to get up every second of use out of it. But there was just no way it could handle
it was so
the
hot.
Louisiana heat.
No. Like over 100. Humidity was like
110.
So high. And I remember laying up. Caleb and I sleep above the cab. So it's like extra hot up there. Anyway,
up there.
With the skylight. Who designed that? I don't know. But I'm laying there and it was like probably 2 a.m. It was like 80 degrees in there, 85. And I had ice packs on my face. I was sleeping with ice packs on my face.
I remember.
No covers.
Carmen, why don't you tell them about the campground and how you pulled that little trick on us?
Well, so the only place, the campground that we stayed at was a really nice campground.
I don't even remember
very
that.
Nice.
Didn't have a lot of shade.
Parking lots everywhere. I loved it.
And so, yeah, it was so the pads and stuff were nice that there was everything was parked on, but it wasn't very shady, and we were like in the middle row where there are no trees, you know, and so It was fighting against that heat. It couldn't keep up. We were all sweating inside as well as outside. And then you go into the bathhouse, though, and it is frigid cold.
Yeah. It was the only, it had air conditioning in the bathhouse at the campground.
Yeah. I
told Jacob
remember.
I was getting ready to put our mattress in there for the night.
No. So,
I'll
like
be here if you guys need me.
The day, you know, you'd like go to shower and yeah. you'd be like, you're already hot, sticky, and sweaty. You go to shower, you take a shower, and you're like, oh man, I feel so clean. Then on your way back from the bathhouse, you start sweating again.
I remember because there was a pool.
Yeah, there was
and
a
the pool.
Pool
was like 112 degrees.
Hot water. Yeah.
The water was like, it felt like a hot tub.
Oh, I was
that.
So
like,
mad. I do remember
the,
that.
The water that you plug into your system, like you turn on the cold, and I was like,
it was just hot.
It was just
maybe
hot
I
water.
Crossed them up.
No, no. It's just hot water.
So you just, it's like showers were pointless, right? And so then that last day, we were getting ready to leave. And I always take a shower in the morning because I don't like taking showers at night because it's such a process. And
exactly.
You have to do all of that before I go to bed. I can't stand it. So the next morning, right before we were about to leave, I went over to take a shower and I got done. And they were like packing up the RV, rolling everything back up, putting it all away. And I called. I was like, hey, you think you can just pick me up at the bathhouse on the way
out? We did.
And they were nice. They did it anyway.
It was at one point, I remember this. It stuck in my brain. At one point, I remember looking at that same clock that read 50 degrees in North Carolina in March. And it read 92 degrees.
That is
inside the RV in July in Louisiana.
And I know that everybody in the South, that South, you know, they're all going, that's what it is.
Yeah, why do you live there?
I don't think they are.
No, I mean, I don't think they like it, but they're like, yep, that's about
that's
par.
That's what happened
you
to
you. I mean, that's just what you got to deal with. So I get it.
I don't.
We're
get
not.
It.
We're from a more temperate southern.
And it's
climate.
Even hot here.
Yeah, but not like
ain't
that.
Like that. That's like the air is like jello. Like you know what I'm talking about. It's like so thick you can't move.
So
something else I remember about that trip, not really relevant to the RV. I tried oysters for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
My mouth is watering right now.
Delicious.
Oh, I ate so many of them.
And we had authentic Cajun food.
It was delicious.
On that
awesome.
Trip, it was awesome.
And it's. I love the people in Louisiana. Man.
Yeah, the trip in general was fine.
Yeah,
the churches
great.
And the services.
Louisiana.
It was just
they were
so
good.
Hot.
Another,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Another instant I remember of the air. I feel like the Lord's really like, even bless that generator's heart. The old one even did pretty good for what we'd put it through.
I mean, we took it to the repair shop and the guy got it going.
Yeah.
I mean, when we purchased the RV, we knew that the generator, the people that had it before, never really used it. They always plugged up wherever they went.
Which
and
is
so,
smart.
Oh, it's very smart. But so when we got it, we were like, okay. There's going to be times where a lot of times where we need the generator, and so we took it to a repair shop and he got it working and we again babied it along for as long as we could.
I remember one time it was just too hot. It just would not come back on this one trip when we went to the Ark.
The Ark.
And we had an extra person with us too, Emma.
So we were staying. How far away were we from the Ark? Do you remember, Carl?
I can't remember.
30 minutes.
So we could plug up at the campground and we could plug up at the Ark while we were singing there. But the in between, we were like running fans off of
a box fan off of like an inverter.
Oh,
it
was a Jackery.
Jackery and the inverter.
I don't know.
But
either way,
it's
miserable.
You look back at those things and it's like, man, but the Lord, I mean, again, he provided the funds for us to update the generator and the air. So
well, I think we told this on the origin story episode, if you watched that one.
Yeah.
But we shared about how, we had gotten to a place where we really needed a vehicle, and the Lord put it on other people's hearts and ours to pursue a vehicle. And shout out to Brandon Pilot and the Pilot family. They that was their RV, and it was in Alabama. And we saw it, and we went and looked at it, took a friend of ours that's kind of works on, his dad's a diesel mechanic, and he works on vehicles and stuff. We took him with us, drove it. It drives perfectly. By the way, I don't think we've ever had any mechanical problems out of it.
No, I mean, hardly. I fixed a couple cool packs, but even then it got us home. You know?
So, nothing crazy.
I mean, so we've been very blessed as far as that goes. And so anyway, we were able to raise enough money through people's generosity, and we did a fundraising concert. And the miracle of that RV was that we had all the money raised to purchase it even before the fundraising concert. Right. People started giving, and it was just amazing. And then we did the fundraising concert, and we received enough because of people like your generosity that we were able to fix the generator. We were able to fix the air conditioning. Every single thing that we've needed, that the big repairs that we needed, the Lord took care of. And he knew that all the way before we even got it, that we would need that. It's just amazing to me to see the faithfulness of God and how he knows every little detail of what we needed and what you need too.
Did you see, I was thinking about this too, like we had to update the microwave.
I forgot about that.
See, I think I killed the microwave.
I wasn't going to say it, Carmen. I was going to be like, something happened to it.
No, I killed it, but moving on.
So when I was replaced, I was like, you know, anybody can take a, you know, microwave out of it. It's usually in like the little cabinet spot. It fits right back in. And so, again, every time we do a major repair, Jimmy, Papaw.
That's my dad and my grandfather.
They're usually the ones like, we'll do it, man. We'll Jimmy on the spot. So so anyways, I'd been in there, and he was like, you need help with that old buddy? And I was like, no, it's just a microwave. And so I started to slide it in there, and it wouldn't go. And I fought with it for, I don't know, 30 minutes, maybe longer. And it's hot out there. And I was like, never mind. I'm just going to. I walked away. I left, and I had to go do something. I was coming right back. And your dad said, he walked in there and was like, huh, I wonder if he meant to put that in that spot and just slid it right in.
How did he do that?
I was looking at it wrong.
Wasn't holding your mouth right?
So when I came back in, he was like, well, buddy, he said, I know it was probably pretty, you know how your dad likes to pick at you. He said, I was going to ask you if you want me to go get Mama out of the house. Mamaw, come in here and help you hold it. I was like, thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it, buddy.
That. Thanks so much. So,
my dad has always been like that. I remember when I was a kid, he would send me after something. Go get me a quarter inch, blah, 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 whatever tool it was.
The
exact
tool.
And he's like, It's out there in the garage somewhere. Well, my dad is very organized now, but when I was a kid, not so much. He had tools strayed everywhere.
Probably looks like mine. I know it's in
here. I mean, everywhere. And so, All right, anyway,
go on.
All over the place. So he would send me out there to look for a tool, and I'd come back and be like, I was so ashamed. Be like, Dad,
I'm so sorry.
I couldn't find it. He's like, son, I told you, it's out there. And I was like, Dad, I can't find it.
I'm too dumb.
And he would walk out there and go, right here it is. I told you, it was laying right there next to the blah, 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 blah.
I don't know what that is either.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, this reminds me of Jacques. And he says, oui, I am ashamed.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
From Finding Nemo.
It's from Finding Nemo.
Okay. My dad, I remember. You and I have similar stories about our dads, and I was thinking about that reminded me of when I worked for him and started working for him. I'd like spend my summers with him, and so I did the same thing a couple of times. Run out to the van, grab my straight edge, or grab this certain saw, and I was like, I'd go out there and look around for a second. It ain't out there, Dad. He'd walk straight out there and pick it up.
Don't you hate that?
So we spent, this was my dad's fix to that problem, because we always kept the same tools in there. On a Saturday, we spent the entire day. What's this?
Oh, what's wow.
We stood outside. So from that day on, he would have to come out there and get me. I would not walk back in there. And he'd say, son, I don't think it's in here. I said, well, I ain't coming back in there unless, you know, I make him come and get me and say, no, it ain't in here.
I know that your dad did flooring for a living. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My dad was a carpenter.
Yeah.
And like so, just like Jesus. And he used to build kitchen cabinets. And so I remember many Saturday mornings, sometimes my dad would want to get me up at like 7 a.m. and take me down there to his wood shop and run table saws and planers and all that stuff. And my mom would be like, Jimmy,
don't you wake that baby.
Let that baby sleep. He's been at school all week long.
School.
So sometimes my dad would let me sleep in, but a lot of the time he would wake me up and take me over there. And I did learn a lot, but it didn't stick. Apparently, because there's no way I could. Now, I remember like polyurethane and kitchen cabinets and what's that? Tack clothing, you know, everything down after you sand it and then you tack cloth it down. And I remember doing all those things. But my main job, you want to know what anybody can guess my main job?
Sweeping?
Yes.
You know whose main job was not sweeping? Mine.
She's not a very good sweeper.
I am so bad at it.
Sweeping crew. Well, I think we were talking about.
No, you're good. Get just those cords just dropped. You're fine.
You don't have ADHD. I'm squirreling. What? I was thinking about. For the most part, I mean, the RV has been solid.
Oh man,
everything's been great.
What a blessing.
I mean, the slides. Mm-hmm. We fixed a few leaks on the roof here, mm-hmm. Which I mean, it's all normal. But
I mean, it's a 2011. So, I mean, you know, we knew some things are going to have to be fixed.
You know, we've had three blowouts.
What?
Well, all together. Two on the trailer, right?
No. Do we have two or just one? I know we have one in South Carolina.
Okay, we've had one in South Carolina when something was out in the middle of the
field. And we have one in Gatlinburg.
Yeah, remember? Mm-hmm. The trailer tire went flat right on our way to Quartet Convention.
I remember that.
And then the RV blew one tire. Well, it killed both of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was both.
But two, they went out on the going through Asheville.
Now, that was a loud sound. You were in the bunk, and it was the tires right underneath you.
We sat on the side of the interstate for like 3 hours.
I was in my bunk. I was laying there asleep.
Why wouldn't you be? I'm driving, man.
All of a sudden, I heard. Yeah, I thought it was a gunshot. I mean,
someone's
I thought
gone rogue.
All right, I'm dead. Somebody's like doing a drive by, right? And for whatever reason, they're going to kill the RV.
Phillips
and Banks.
With just one single gunshot. Too.
It sounded like a huge shotgun. Is exactly what it sounded.
Scared. I bet it did.
Me to death.
Because it was even loud up in the front.
Well, it was right underneath you, bro. It's right underneath you.
I don't know what we ran over, but...
It was a construction zone, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a bad construction zone.
So, anyway. Who knows? But, so anybody got any more funny RV stories or interesting RV stories? I'm trying to think here.
That time... Well, this isn't that funny, but that coffee pot...
Oh, wait, gosh.
I got a couple. So, Olivia, there's a coffee pot sitting on the counter across from the front door, or like the side door, sorry, of the RV. And so like she had taken her iPad, and she, you know, she's a kid, so she doesn't really pay attention to a lot of where she's
putting anything?
Anything at all.
Okay, she's just a kid. So she puts her iPad, she's like leaning it up against the coffee pot. Well, that. Pushed the coffee pot off just a little bit out of the grooves. Out of that little thing. Yeah. And so she sets it there. Well, she moves her iPad and that coffee pot is not secure. We did not know that. And we go down the road and
curve or something.
Yeah, some reason the
it
door
flew
was
out the door.
Yes. For some
we
reason
were,
the door
we
was
we were
open.
Stationary, I think.
No,
it was
on,
yeah, done. I think it hit me. Because I remember getting baptized.
All I know is the coffee that was made that morning, it flew across the RV and then broke. And then somebody opened, when we stopped, they opened
the
door,
it
fell out and completely and finished shattering. It was already broken and it finished.
And then tell them about the crock pot.
That's what I was
saying. Oh, yeah.
And then
this was just a couple weeks ago.
Interstate 77, mm-hmm. the West Virginia Turnpike is. fun. It is not fun. I really don't like that road. We've been on it with like high winds going through there. It's
every
awful.
Time is bad.
And so the other day, a few weeks ago, I had made a crock pot full of
meatballs,
like marinara meatballs.
Man, we were gonna have meatball subs, and I was I was so looking forward to that.
Anyway, it was a dumb decision because I was tired, and I put it in the crock pot that morning, put it on the counter, and I just wasn't anticipating 77. Yeah. And so when it was the sitting there, like, I was like, yeah, the whole ride. And so that crock pot's like just jiggling slowly to the edge of the counter.
And we didn't know.
And I had left it. I was like, I propped it behind something. You know, I was like, oh, now it can't jump that, whatever that was.
Well, yes, it can.
And then I hear it thrown across the RV, and I hear Caleb, did you say anything?
Yeah, I probably won't repeat it.
I can't remember, but I heard that. I heard people talk, and I was like, oh, no, my meatballs.
It's just marinara my meatballs all over the RV.
Me and Olivia were sitting there just, you know, hanging out, and I mean, at first I thought, what the world happened? And I looked over, and I just see this thing tumbling towards them.
It's like slow motion.
Crap.
Also, red sauce.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Hot meatballs. Fine. I was really sorry. I'm glad nobody got burned got completely ruined.
My favorite.
Except the meatballs.
I could not laugh. I hope I don't make you mad. But I told him, I said, Jacob, come out of the curtain. And he's like, and I could tell.
He's like almost in tears.
Tip was up there driving. I mean, he don't know what's going on back there. He's just hammering out. He's like, sorry about that, old man. And Jake was like, that's our dinner.
My dinner.
I was like,
bless that boy. He just wanted a meatball sub. You crushed his dreams, man.
So we fixed
I'm sorry, but it was my supper.
We
I
fixed
know.
It later on. When we were
not
at the grocery
dinner,
store.
I'm sorry, supper.
I was like, we can get something else to eat, or I could just buy
more
meatballs and sauce.
So you still
anyway.
Got meatball subs.
By the way, I think that was 75.
Nuh-uh. It was whatever road is bad. That's
no.
what we were on.
The 75 was the trailer fender.
The fender?
Yeah.
That was a fun time.
Was it?
We finally got home. And our trailer that we have is so small.
Bless its
that
heart.
You can't see it when you're driving. You have if you've put the RV in reverse, then it has a backup camera and you can see the trailer just fine. Or if you make a really wide turn, you can kind of see it at a certain point when you
just
can see it
out
the mirrors.
It, like a light shine.
Well, Tip was driving home and he finally got us home and he made one wide turn to get onto your road to bring us and he goes
he just started laughing.
He's like, I think the fender's gone off the trailer.
It had bounced off like your crock pot full of meatballs. It's just somewhere in the median.
I just prayed it didn't make somebody wreck.
I'm just telling y'all.
Somebody's scrapping that thing. I'll tell you,
being on the road is crazy sometimes. I mean, it
good
really
and bad.
Is. Sometimes you think to yourself, does this happen to everybody? I really don't know if it does or not.
And it
but
does.
But I think it does.
Everybody has stories like that, I feel like.
I do.
So,
yeah.
Sorry, I'm sniffling.
I think, you know what's funny is, and I promise I am going to change these, but I can tell our cabinet doors are starting to get a little weak.
You go around the corner and crackers fly out of the cabinet.
Crackers fly out of the top, and then there's one can of WD-40. Carmen and I laugh about it every time we're like,
it doesn't want to be in there.
No. Nothing else in that cabinet. There's stuff sitting in front of it,
it
that
out.
Does not come out of that
it's
sink
haunted.
Cabinet. And that one can like,
it's painted.
Come on,
painted.
And then my other favorite is if you leave stuff, it's just you have to get used to RV life, like moving RV life. Because if you leave anything sitting on the bathroom sink, that's another place. Yeah. You'll be driving down the road, all of a sudden you're like, sorry, I left my body wash.
You better always shut that toilet lid.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And move everything off that counter. Or something of yours going to end up in that toilet.
That's happened to me.
Now, let me say this real quick. I want to commend Carmen.
What?
She has done a great job of finding and buying all of these things that we can sit stuff on, and it literally won't move.
I agree. Those little cup holders have been
the
nice.
Cup holders are great, but those like the square and round silicone mats,
just grips.
It's awesome. Maybe you can put it in the description box or something. Because those
are Amazon storefront.
Those things are great.
Can we become affiliate marketers?
Probably.
Okay, good.
If Amazon sponsors this video, we'll put anything on here they want. within reason.
What are those things you said they used to use at Powell's when you worked there?
Oh, yeah. They're like safety mats that you go underneath cutting boards so your cutting boards don't slide and you like chop your hands off.
Dude, we just use them on the table.
We got them on the table. So, hey, you just can real sit there thin. And eat dinner without having to worry.
Right. You can't be kind of OCD about it, though, because sometimes I look at the crumbs and the stuff that gets on there so fast because it won't come on.
We can clean it.
And I do. It's just sometimes I can't keep them
clean.
Whenever
I sit there, I'll roll the little mats back because I can't handle the crumbs.
Yeah.
I can always tell when Carm... It's fun. I just kind of get a grin about it, but I can tell when Carm's had enough of slime or whatever.
I just start smelling dish soap.
Yeah, you smell dish soap or that lemon stuff she uses.
Lemon
like,
Lysol.
Oh, Carm's spraying the table now.
Well, before we go, since we've talked about the miracle of the RV and all the RV funny stories.
There will be more, I'm sure, but just it is amazing, like where the Lord's brought it. Even in that vehicle where we started from. If you haven't seen that episode, you can go back a few and watch. Just the Lord's faithfulness through it all has been, and still, I mean, it's just crazy the things He orchestrates for us.
I guess, you know? We've had it 2.5 years or. I guess it'll be 3 years in March. Is that right?
Yeah.
3 years in March.
Sorry.
So we've had it for a while, and it's doing great. When we got it, it had 29,000 miles on it, and now it has 86.
It'll be, yeah, probably right at it.
So we're driving it. That's for sure.
That's for awesome, show. Man.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're not already, go ahead and you can subscribe to everything while you're out there. Also, if you're watching here and you're not checking out our ministry page on Facebook,
then you're a fake fan.
Every Tuesday night, 7:30, we go live and sit around and sing some old songs.
Boy, we had a great night last night.
Oh, yeah. We had, and it's great. You can get on there and comment with us. We like to just, it's kind of like our time to chat back and forth with you. Kind of remind me of the old chat rooms, AOL. You remember?
Oh,
that?
Yeah, Instant Messenger, AIM.
Hotmail. You remember
me
that?
And Carmen used to chat a lot on the AOL Instant Messenger.
Go. So, but if you're not checking those out, go ahead and check them out. We have some good times over there. But
also for you youngsters, we did that because there weren't cell phones that you could.
That's right.
That is very true.
Well, that's not true. I didn't have one, though, so you could.
No, I didn't need.
The first few cell phones that I had were just calling. You could just call.
Yeah.
So we had to use that computer technology.
So anyway.
But just go check us out anywhere you want to. If you're looking for our music or anything else that we do, it's all available, I promise you.
Spotify, Apple Music.
Spotify, Apple
Music. You can find it right here on YouTube if you want to.
Amen.
Our new radio release, actually. Our Relatio release is, I've seen what it can do right now, which is...
I'm excited about that one,
too.
Jacob does
that.
A great job with it if you haven't heard it yet, so thank you, babe.
I'll keep
But anyways, thank you for coming out, checking out this video, and keeping up with this. Comment what you like about it, and if you want to hear more stories about some weekday crazy stuff about churches that we've seen, I mean, it's been a wild ride, so...
Hey, we love you guys. Make sure you subscribe and click the notification bell so that you'll be notified whenever a new video drops. And it won't always be a video like an unplugged podcast dropping. We have lyric videos that are going to be dropping soon, and sometimes we'll put little shorts up or whatever, you know, just us singing or whatever. So we want it to feel like it's a community. And that we're all in this thing together. We're working together for the Lord. So thank you so much for your support. We love you guys. Check out our Facebook page. Don't forget, you can always go to phillipsandbanks.com and find out all the information about our ministry. All right, guys. I guess it's time to go. So we are out like Meemaw's teeth. Good night. Bye.